Glen FM presents the Glenmidden Chronicles.
Having dropped the passengers and Sandy Meeklejohn off at Ardrossan, the crew of the MV Glenmidden are now on their way back to Brodick to start their latest route. However, weather conditions are not at their best, and the dense fog is making for a heavy crossing.
Dick, I fear this fog is going to slow us down terribly. Is the radar working?
Well, every so often it keeps dinging at me, so I think we are on the correct course.
Dinging? The radar shouldn't ding, it should bleep.
No, listen. See?
Dick, that dinging sound is actually coming from the microwave. Your pot noodles are ready. The radar's over here.
I thought that was the television.
Dick, I have a very soft spot for you, but if you don't get us to Ardrossan in one piece, then it will be very hard.
Captain! Captain!
Not now, Crawford. I'm in the middle of giving Dick a good...
Captain! You've got to hear what I have to say. It's on the ship.
What ship?
Lone ship. The one where it's prow lodged in your futtocks.
What on earth? Come on, both of you, up on the deck this instant.
The collision has caused the entire crew to congregate on the deck to see what on earth has happened. The thick fog isn't helping matters, as all they can see is a huge rusty piece of ship stuck in the side of the Glenmidden.
Ahoy there! Is there anyone on your ship? This is Captain Horatio MacNelson. Whoever you are, you should learn how to steer that thing. You could have had someone's eye out.
What is all this noise about? Who are you, please, and what are you doing with my ship?
Your ship? Then I take it you are the captain of this floating ramrod.
My name is Captain Vlasi Sutov. Vlasi meaning talks with a lisp, and Sutov meaning not happy. Why are you in our way?
In your way? My good man, we were not in your way. We were heading for Brodick using the latest radar technology. I would look towards your navigational skills if I were you.
Captain! Captain! I think we may have hit something.
Oh, there seems to be no movement forward for the ship.
Ah, you've hit something, all right. Your bumpers have hit your ship.
Excusing me, I am simple. I should be introducing you to my navigating crew. This is Norfolk, and his aid is good.
Norfolk and good?
Aye, well, that goes without saying.
Look, I'm not really all that interested in meeting your crew. What are you going to do about this damage?
I think shouting is getting us to a no place. Perhaps you and your crew would like to come on board my ship, the Admiral Putinov, for some schnapps and a talk, like a civilized persons we are.
I see no reason not to take up your kind offer of hospitality. Scotty, Maggie, Dick, you come with me. Crawford, you stay here and wave a pair of Maggie's old bloomers from the crow's nest to warn off other ships.
With steady step, the captain, Scotty, Maggie and Dick make their way over the tangled metal to board the Russian vessel Putinov, where they are made to feel at once at home.
Captain, I welcome you and your friends to my ship. Please be sitting down. Norfolk, go and get Boleslav, Gedeon and Eva and bring them here.
You have a lovely ship, Captain. Where are you from?
We are from Kaliningrad in our motherland and are being used as a relief ferry for the route between Murmansk and Air. We have been attending a Barnes celebration and on our way back to Russia. Please, I, myself, personally, am from the Eastern Bloc.
Oh, yes, so am I. I'm from Denison.
Is that some joke, please?
No, believe me, son, it's no bleeding joke coming from Denison.
Ah, my crew, letting me introduce you. This is Boleslav. He is my chief engineering.
Boleslav, that's a fine name for a fine, handsome bollock with those big, strong arms with all the tattoos.
My name means a large glory of that I have.
Oh, I can see that by the way you're standing.
This is my right-on-hand man, Gedeon. He is my rocks.
I thank you. My name means one who cuts trees, and I came from Vladivostok, and I'm bloody glad I did. The trees are now all silent.
Oh, Captain, he used to cut down trees as well. I feel really at home on this ship.
Scotty, have you noticed anything strange about these people?
Strange? They're after heads. I wouldn't have believed folk like they existed if I hadn't met them.
And, as you say, lasting but not leasting, this is Eva, our catering supervisor.
Very pleased that you're having me. I have arranged for nibblings to be brought for your pleasing. These are a Russian delicacy, deep fried fish liver with a chocolate dip.
Mmm, these are lovely, especially those lumpy bits on the end.
Those are the fishing eyes.
It tastes a bit like cuckoo to me.
In the name of the wee man, these are full of vitamin G.
Vitamin G? What on earth is that?
The G stands for grease.
Captain, maybe we should talk about this damage done to my ferry. I'm a little concerned, as I've already lost the non-claims bonus when we took out that old historic wooden pier at Kinloch Moidart.
Not to be getting worried about these things. I will get Norfolk and Coote to put the dent right with the hammers. After all, the fault was theirs.
That's darn decent of you. Scotty, why don't you nip back to our ship and get a couple of bottles of the old Buckfast? This requires a celebration with our new friends.
Now tell me, Boleslav, now that we are alone without my big jealous Scotty, what exactly do you look for in a woman?
My looking is for the heart more than the body. I'm liking red-haired women with a mind to do what they want, and maybe, as a bonus, a fine set of balubas.
Oh, you're a fine, big, strong man. But if you find that you're going weak in the knees, you can always hang on to these balubas. Just as long as my big Scotty doesn't see you. He just gets so envious of other men.
I am not in a surprise about that. You are a fine specimen of woman with big hearts. Maybe you would like to come to my cabin and stroke my balalaika.
Oh, and your musical as well. You're all a woman could want and more. I've never played a balalaika before, but maybe you can show me how to get a tune out of it. Come on.
Dick, where's Maggie gone?
She's off with Boleslav to try on a balaclava or something. Oh, Captain, this is so exciting, being on a foreign ship. It's so erotic.
I think you mean exotic, Dick. Anyway, hold that thought.
Gideon, where has Boleslav gone?
He has gone off with that Maggie to try on. Oh, Captain, it is so lovely having these new people on our board. They make me feel so erratic.
I think you mean erotic, Gideon, and stop holding on to that.
What a confusing situation to be in. The captain has met his doppelganger along with the rest of the crew, who all resemble their Scottish counterparts in a very uneasy way. The Russian vodka is flowing, and soon Scotty will be returning with the Buckfast, so I think we may be in for a bit of a bumpy night. You wouldn't want to miss this, would you? Will Maggie learn to play down the Volga on the balalaika? Will Eva ever serve up a meal fit for a czar? Don't miss next week's edition. Same time, same channel.
You have been listening to the Glenmidden Chronicles, brought to you by Cullen FM. Voices supplied in no particular order by John Wilson, Nick Wakeham, Shona Campbell, and John Grundy. The series was devised by John Grundy and written by Nick Wakeham. This has been an Old Mission House production.